Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, it sure does.
It really is amazing how the weather is changing, and I don't know, everybody's just so giddy today.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to today, tomorrow, Sunday. Yeah,
so great.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good vibe.
It is a good vibe. I like it a lot. Hey, and thanks to everybody who sent BJ ideas for where he should eat on Sunday.
You guys are the best. You know, Jamie ruined it with that wiener comment. Right. But you know what? You guys came through. You did. All I asked you was, if I want to hit the best brunch in town for Easter, take the family, whatever, where would I go? You guys gave me the Melting Pot. You gave me Dazzle Downtown. You gave me the Brown Palace. You gave me the Fresh Fish Company. You gave me Great Wall Buffet.
Yeah. I guess I'll be having Easter Sunday brunch at the Derailer.
What's that?
It's the base bar at Winter Park.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good time.
I don't know if
I don't know about the...
It doesn't feel very Jesus-y.
No.
No, the Derailer. Because I bet it's right by the train tracks or whatever, you know, that go up to Winter Park.
Right.
She said we're going to the Derailer at Winter Park. I feel like
I'm going to do Fresh Fish Company. Jesus loved fish.
Oh, he did love fish.
He did.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's my tie-in.
Yeah. There's that Noah's Ark and stuff.
Say what?
You know, they built that ark and stuff. There are fish in that water. Parted the Red Sea. Remember that parting of the sea? Did any fish die in that?
I don't think the ark or the parting of the sea has anything to do with the Fresh Fish Company. Look.
Sorry. Just Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, Romans, and Corinthians. Hey! Look at me loving Jesus. Yep. I got this.
Maybe the Melting Pot.
Father Abraham had many sons. And many sons had Father Abraham. I am one of them. So are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right hand, left hand. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! Sharon, take it!
Put it on a mountaintop and let it shine.
Deep and wide.
Deep and wide.
There's a mountain flowing.
Deep and wide.
You have any?
I may go to the Brown Palace instead.
Denise is on the phone and she says there's a wonderful place in Genesee.
A chart house?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Denise.
Denise?
Yeah.
What's up, Denise?
D's knees.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, yes, Jamie, yes, the Chart House has a beautiful Easter brunch.
It's called
and not
what?
Only do they have a
Chart House.
Windows,
Chart.
Yeah.
Wonderful mountain views. I mean, I loved it. So just saying.
And also the Mount Vernon Country Club.
Jeez. Oh, yes, yes.
How do I choose?
I got married there.
Holy cow.
I got married at the Mount Vernon Country Club.
Well, I won't go there.
Up in Genesee.
Not a good vibe.
Hey, that's not nice. Wow.
The place has never been the same. All right.
You too. Happy Easter to you, too.
Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Somebody said Dazzle Downtown.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I don't listen. Papa Do's?
Ooh, I love Papa
I know Do's. You're a big fan of that. All right. Sean, do you know the 2x2 the animals came by? 2x2. I remember something about that. Do you remember that one? 2x2 the animals. You know, it's about the ark, the Noah's ark. They came 2x2. You guys have one, like anything? Nothing?
No. Okay.
All right. I have decided to follow
this is a good
Jesus.
List. I may have to get them all.
I have to. Okay. Man, you took me back with all those songs, Jamie, because we all went to church. So we all went to church.
Yeah, we did.
I went to, what's that thing called in the summer?
Summer
Vacation
camp.
Vacation Bible school.
Vacation Bible school. That's where I learned them all. Whew. That was something.
Good
all
times.
Right. Anyway, it was good times.
Yeah.
I thought that was Johnny Goes Marching Home.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah, that's Johnny Goes Marching Home. Okay, we need to get back to it. All right, let's okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
You know, it's like you're doing your own show over there. I'm doing Jesus stuff over here, and you're doing food over there.
Yeah, and you're butchering it.
And we're not butchering it. We're singing Jesus songs. It's not Christmas.
Sounds like Johnny Comes Marching Home to me.
That was John. I didn't do that one. Jeez. I'm trying to love on the whole thing.
Yeah, I think I'll do Fresh Fish Company.
Jesus loved fish.
I know. That's my whole point.
Pete Davidson talks about how he is living with his mom. He went from that $38 million penthouse apartment with Ariana Grande, and now he's living with his mom.
So I live with my mom. Well, we bought a house together, but nobody believes that. So I live with my mom, kind of. So I have like a basement that's mine. It's like, that's like an apartment. So I live underneath her. Yeah. So that's like, cool. I'm getting like a little arcade set up down there, trying to make it, trying to make a little mine.
Now, is he still dating that supermodel?
What's her name? Yeah. I think they are. She's like, wait, Kate, is it Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah. For a while there, we saw a lot of pictures. I haven't seen anything lately.
Now
so I'm just wondering.
That. Yeah, that's a great
what's
point.
What's going on there?
But she's like 40 and he's like 23 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're right. I haven't seen a lot of them out and about.
I feel like his basement thing's getting old. I mean, don't you feel like that it's written kind of, it's gone its course?
Sean, do you know the Arky song?
I do not.
It's about the Noah's Ark.
Oh. Arky.
I just figured he's, you know. Didn't you used to teach Vacation Bible School?
Yeah, I blocked all that out.
Okay. Let's hear Little Dicky. We talked about this the other day. Little Dicky, he prefers the name Dave. Here it is, number 6.
Hey there, Little or Dicky or Little Dicky. What do I call you?
You can call me Dave. I actually prefer Dave.
Yeah? I'll call you Dave.
So you were right. He does not like the name Little Dicky. He wants to be called Dave.
I wonder how he got the name.
That's a great point.
I'm just saying.
I understand
what
you're saying.
If he doesn't like the name, he's telling her to call him Dave.
Yeah.
Obviously, somebody stuck it. See, my brother, same thing happened with him. He got on the bus one day, and...
Didn't he have lice or something?
No. That was a friend of yours.
Oh, okay.
That remember the brothers that came to school with lice and they shaved their heads or something?
Yeah.
No, this is completely different. My brother got stuck with the nickname Drawers all his life.
Oh, boy.
The guy still to this day is called Drawers.
Yeah.
All of his friends do. But one day he got on the bus, the school bus, and the back of his underwear was showing above his pants.
Oh.
And that continued for a long period of time.
That was before it was cool,
And that was before, way before the old saggy pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so everybody on the bus started calling him Drawers. And it stuck.
And that's his name today.
And that's why I'm wondering what happened with Little Dick.
That was a great story.
Hell of a lot better than those Jesus songs you guys were doing.
Oh, my God. People loved it. I'm reading the text. They love it. Rise and shine and give God your glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God your glory, glory. Rise and shine and give God your glory, glory. Children of the Lord.
What was your nickname?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, I can guess.
I am not telling you ever.
The only thing is,
unlike
you, you're not supposed to get a nickname at 30. Supposed to start early in life, Jamie. What's your nickname come around at 30?
That's so good. That is so funny.
That's a kid thing, right?
That's so funny.
That's not funny at all.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
That's my friend Sean.
The Lord told Noah there's gonna be a bloody, bloody Lord.
Ishma Medill, did you ever go to school?
I mean, to church?
I've actually never been in a church.
I guess that for some reason. I really did. No. I'm not saying anything bad about you, but you've never brought it up. You know, you've never said anything about going to church or knowing any of these, little kids' songs or anything.
Yeah, my dad went to Catholic school as a child, and he told me he would never put me through any of that.
Oh, yeah. That's some bad memories.
Yeah. So never been to a church.
Do you think like something happened, if you know what I mean?
He said that the nuns used to just beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, I heard that a lot. I heard that a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
Do you plan on going one day?
No.
Ooh. Never. Ooh.
Probably not.
I have the joy.
I'm praying for you.
All right, anyway, back to Lil Dicky. He came out with an Earth Day song, and people are loving it. I guess Lil Dicky got the biggest stars on the planet. Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry, Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, and a bunch of other celebrities. I think he said there were 45 altogether. It's a little bit of an R-rated song about Earth Day, and all the money goes to Leonardo DiCaprio's Fund for the Earth, and he released it last night at midnight. Here it is.
We love the Earth. It is our home.
And then it says something bad there.
Now, what animal would you be, Jamie? I feel like they're picking animals here. I feel like Ariana Grande is a zebra. I feel like Justin Bieber is a baboon.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
Is there an animal that you relate to?
That I relate to.
How about a snake?
I would think it would be the Shih Tzu.
It's a dog, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A snake, really?
I think I'm a horse.
You think a snake? You said a snake? Why would I be a snake? What
does
that
mean?
You'd be a sloth.
Look, we don't have to get insulting. This is Earth Day. It's an Earth Day celebration.
Earth Day is
Monday. You guys remind us on Monday. No, it's Monday.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, Monday. Monday, remind us to play this song. The good version. Okay?
Yeah, all day.
Okay.
Monday. Monday's Earth Day.
Power rotation.
It's going to be fantastic.
You know, this song may put little Dicky on the map.
Yeah.
It might be the one.
I think he's already on the map, but that's okay.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's so mainstream. We just heard about him last week for the first time.
But he's like a comedian and a rapper.
This could take off, though.
Yeah, it could be amazing for Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm going to leave you with this. This will put you in a fantastic mood. A TV station has fallen victim to a prank birthday name. Little Rock, Arkansas TV station wished a happy birthday to E. Norma. And boy, it didn't go well. Here it is.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz. Quitman, happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
She didn't catch on.
Did you guys get it? It's E. Norma Stitz. That was her birthday. I guess my time here is done.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.